Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And my special guest today is Trudy Hankins. Good morning, Trudy.
Good morning, Julie.
And Trudy's a friend of mine, and she has the Nehemiah Project International Ministries.
That's correct.
Say that. Five times real fast.
Real fast.
Yes. And so it's a very cool project that Trudy has recently joined. And we did a ribbon cutting. Was that 2 months ago or last month?
No, just last month.
Yeah. So we did a ribbon cutting. And this is when it says international, they're not kidding. This guy who came down was from where?
He's from Cameroon.
Cameroon. Very cool dude, by the way.
Yeah.
And I got to hear the podcast where y'all were talking. That was really neat.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, Trudy, tell us about the Nehemiah Project.
Yeah, so Nehemiah Project is a global company, and the owner was originally from Cameroon. He has been in the States since he was 11 years old, but it is just a company that is there for entrepreneurs and businesses to help with coaching and training. And one of the major focuses is that we are biblically based entrepreneurs.
Yes. And so we were just talking right before the show started about the areas that you guys focus on. You focus on coaching, training, and networking.
And networking, yep.
And so there's a lot of different options and things that you can get involved with in the Nehemiah Project, including one of them is if you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in starting a business, that's a whole nother area you can go into and talk about with Trudy, right?
Absolutely. If you're kind of in a discovery stage, like I think I want to start a business, you know, we have some classes that can help you figure out, you know, what your purpose is and like who God created you to be and really kind of take you from, like I'll make an example out of me. Like I own a boutique downtown here in Waxahachie, but I am not, like my identity isn't in my boutique. So right. I'm not a boutique owner. Instead, I recognize who I am and who God has created me to be. And I have this set of gifts and talents, and I use that skill set to run a boutique.
Right.
So Identity and Destiny, one of our classes, if you're in discovery thinking about it, it helps you kind of separate like out like this is who I am and this is what I can do with who God created me to be.
And also probably I would guess part of that has to do with how to be a Christian and also run a business and be profitable because, you know, it is possible.
It absolutely is possible
to serve Jesus and
run a business
and be profitable.
Absolutely.
You don't
absolutely
have to give all your things away and as a business owner. And I think a lot of people, they get that confused and probably have a hard time understanding, you know, where that line is. So that's probably part of it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a second course that really moves into the biblical principles of being more than just a Christian, but thinking about the kingdom impact.
Yeah.
And just thinking about how those principles apply and how to use them in the business world and, you know, how to be a good steward of the resources that you've been given.
Very nice. Very nice. So today, one of the main things you wanted to focus on was your coaching that you offer.
Yeah.
So
there was a little bit about training and now just really moving into coaching. We have so many opportunities for business owners and entrepreneurs to really just up their game. You know, maybe they've been sitting around going, I just feel stuck. I don't know how to get unstuck. Maybe your head's swirling and you've got so many ideas. Like I could go do this. I could go do that. I could make this attempt. I could make that attempt. And we bring all of that together and just bring it down to something that you can work through. Mm-hmm. You know, having a coach, a business coach, it just really moves you from the point of I'm stuck to I now have action. I know what my next step is.
Yeah. You know, I've had coaching in the past, not business coaching, but I had other coaching. And I tell you what, the thing I really like about it is it's not counseling. It is where you can basically someone to process things through and someone who can look at it from the outside and help and understands, you know, like in this instance, understands, you know, what business is about and how to help make you think about things and hold you accountable for when you are and kind of just keep moving the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really important what you just said about that it's not counseling. So when you go into a business coach relationship or really even if you're doing life coaching or whatever, you really should be looking at that coach and going, saying, okay, this is not counseling time. Like, counseling talks about your past.
Yeah.
You know, like things that happened in the past. A great coach is going to talk about your future and help you get to your future.
Right.
You know, so if you want to come in and talk about trauma or obstacles or even drama, like that might be more of a counselor type situation. Mm-hmm. But if you're just stuck and you're wanting to move forward, a great coach is going to take where you are in the present and get you moving toward the future.
And maybe look at the what maybe, like I remember, you know, someone saying like, well, touch on the past to see what may have caused that, but then catapult you forward and like maybe not make that mistake again, or how can we do it differently this time? And stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that, rather than how do you feel?
Exactly.
Why do you feel this way?
Exactly. For sure.
So we were also talking about how like live versus in person and all the different things. Do you want to explain like coaching, what that would look like?
Yeah. So we can do coaching many ways. We can literally do it in person. So if you're a local business here in Waxahachie or even in the area, you know, we can meet up face to face and we can do live coaching. I have clients who do that. They drive in from Mansfield and we coach in person here in Waxahachie because that's their preference. But I also have clients who live in DFW and they prefer to meet over Zoom. Mm-hmm. So we just have a scheduled Zoom time and we meet over Zoom. So there's lots of ways that we can meet and coach. And then of course the other option would be me going to your business and we can meet up at your business and coach there as well.
That made me think of something else. Oh yeah. It reminded me. So let's go backwards and explain a little bit. So the Nehemiah Project International Ministries is international, of course. And then Trudy is the DFW
Center.
Yeah. So basically she's your DFW representative. And then there, you know, the next one is in Florida. There's another one in North Carolina.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
There's different
ones. Seattle.
Yeah. So she is the one though, the person here in DFW, I guess I would say in the whole state of Texas, huh?
Absolutely. That actually is true. I am the only center in Texas, but you know, and so I do want to service our local DFW region. And because I'm from Waxahachie, of course I love our Waxahachie people.
Yeah.
And so I want to really benefit our community. I mean, you know, strong business owners means a strong community, and that will just trickle down to everybody. So I'm excited to be able to bring that benefit to Waxahachie.
Yeah, that's good. And if you're listening to this and you are just outside of Ellis County, because I know the reach, I feel like it reaches to Navarro County and, you know, further out there. If you are outside and you want to do Zoom calls, or if you want to do any kind of networking with Trudy on any of this stuff, take advantage of any of these programs. All of it can be virtual.
Yeah, because I mean, well, and because I'm in a season of life where I'm not tied down to little kiddos, mm-hmm. I have the freedom to really basically do whatever I want. So yeah. Our last Connect meeting, which is a networking opportunities for entrepreneurs, was in Plano. And I just drove to Plano and we had a meeting up there. So it's really not, I mean, yes, I do want to service Waxahachie because I live here and all of those things. But it's so much bigger than that. Because Nehemiah Project is a global company, I mean, I have meetings with people in Malaysia. It really does happen. So it's weird for me. but I'm adjusting to working for a global company. But my point here is that I can be in person, super local to Waxahachie, or I can be big to DFW, bigger to the United States, or bigger to the whole world.
So that, you know, I got caught up on Malaysia. So thinking about what time of day do you talk to someone on the other side of the world?
I know, it's so weird. They're so accommodating. So they are an hour ahead, so it's like Florida time.
Really?
But then they flip the AM to PM. So if it's 10 o'clock here in Waxahachie, it would be go to 11 o'clock, so 10 a.m., go to 11 o'clock a.m., and then flip it to p.m. So it would be 11 p.m. in Malaysia.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Another one that I think is really cool. I know this is so not important to our thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
In Kenya, though, so when I'm going to Kenya, it's only 5 hours ahead. So if it's 10 a.m. here, that's 11, 12, 1, 2. It's only 3 in the afternoon in Kenya.
Huh.
Isn't that fascinating?
It really is.
Yeah.
I always think that's neat. I like it when anytime I'm talking to like customer service or something, I can tell they have an accent. I'm like, where are you? What's the weather like? What time is it? And they're like, lady, I got to get off the phone.
Right.
All right. Well, we need to wrap up. Trudy, so what would you want to leave the listeners with today talking about the Nehemiah Project International Ministries?
You know, if you are interested, we we do have a Facebook page. So if you want to just look up Nehemiah E Community, so, you know, entrepreneurship community, E Community, it's on the interwebs. Anyways, I won't say your name. I probably could have, whatever. So you can look us up on Facebook and you can connect with us there. Or you can just send me an email, Trudy@NehemiahProject.org.
Yes. And if you forgot all that, or you're driving and you're like, I have no idea what's going on, I caught the tail end of this, you're welcome to go to the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce and listen to this. Also, you can pull it up and listen to it. Just find the date, pull up this particular episode, or you can ask you can call the number and just ask us, and we'll help you find that information and get you connected with Trudy.
Absolutely. You could also go to confidenceshop.com and check us out there.
You just threw a whole wrench in
there.
Now they're going to be like, wait, what? I don't even know what's going on. They just tuned in. They're like, well, hold on. What are we talking about?
You know, I'm a business owner. And so, you know, you gotta do it. You have to.
And that's S-H-O-P-P-E, right?
S-H-O-P-P-E.com.
Shoppa. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up. We're out of here. Let's have a good day. Contact Trudy, the Nehemiah Project International Ministries, and take your business to the next level.
That's right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.